Hey, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Christopher Hicks, a physiatrist with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Hicks, welcome. Glad to have you along with me today.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be here. Always enjoy it.
So let's talk about sports medicine. Let's talk about specifically pickleball, because I bet you probably have seen a pickleball player or two. So what kind of injuries do you see?
The more common things we see is some of the common things you see in any racket sport. A lot of shoulder injuries and elbow injuries can occur. A lot of lower body stuff, because a lot of the lunging that happens, just stepping wrong and falling, can cause, you know, fractures or less commonly head injuries.
And I'm kind of curious, when it comes to the injuries, how do you prevent these? What do you do?
I really like to empower my patients. So part of that is telling them, and you got to sort of convince some of them, like, hey, like, you're an athlete. Like, if you're playing pickleball 2-3 times a week, you are an athlete. And the example I use most recently, I use LeBron James. I mean, this guy spends $2 million on his body just to stay healthy. And obviously, we don't have that type of money to do that. But essentially, what I mean is he's putting a lot of work in behind the scenes. Translate that to my patients or to us, a lot of that is making sure that we know our bodies well. Because as we get older, you know, no matter what we do, to some extent, we get weaker, we lose our lean muscle, and then we also get stiffer. Which I'm sure we all could attest to at this point. And so trying to prevent those things or prevent them from getting worse will prevent you from having injuries when you play.
Well, you're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Robin Rock. Dr. Christopher Hicks is joining me from Northwestern Medicine. So it's smart that when you notice symptoms, it's a good idea to reach out. What I love is that you have such a multifaceted approach to treating patients.
Yeah, again, it's what I really enjoy about Northwestern. You know, I grew up playing sports myself. Basketball and cross country were my biggest sports, and I'm all about a team approach. I think everybody has a role. So what Northwestern really does well is incorporating all the different facets of fitness and performance and injury prevention, and we have that all sort of tied together. There's a lot of communication. So you talk about athletic trainers and their roles in injury prevention, physical therapists, occupational therapists, you know, obviously non-operative sports physicians. We also have ortho sports for surgeries. And then you get into some of the new diet and nutrition. Northwestern has all of this covered. We have a big sports performance facility in the West Region, and we're starting to build up on our sports performance facility out here in the Crystal Lake area, where we can also do, you know, different agility drill training, speed training, strength training, something beyond the physical therapy aspect. And so being able to communicate that throughout the different facets and making sure that everybody's on the same page and same wavelength, where you're now having, I mean, you essentially got your own sports medicine team working with you, which is similar to some of our, you know, higher level athletes. I think that's what Northwestern does best.
What does a treatment plan look like? Say somebody reaches out and say, you know, it's my hamstring. And so what happens from there? What's it look like?
Yeah, a lot of that is obviously figuring out when the injury actually occurred. Is it acute or chronic? And then after that, you obviously get certain, you know, diagnostic imaging, MRIs, x-rays, diagnostic ultrasounds. And then we move forward with giving you a diagnosis. And then I usually talk to my patients about what to expect. And then, you give a treatment plan, which could include physical therapy, could include injections, sports rehab, sports performance, but really allowing the patient, sort of giving them a bunch of different options, and then allowing them to pick and choose what fits them best.
When is it time to reach out to Northwestern Medicine and say, hey, you know, this is something that I have an issue with? I mean, so is there one specific sign? I mean, preventative? Tell me more about that.
The biggest thing I would say, if you feel like something is torn or something popped and you got a lot of pain, swelling, bruising, it's probably good to come in and see a specialist. However, if you sort of have this chronic on and off injury, I think it's reasonable to give it a go at home. A lot of that is the RICE mantra.
All right. So Dr. Hicks, if we want to reach out, find out more information, how do we touch base with you? How do we find you?
Yeah, so two ways, but the easiest way is probably going online and going to nm.org, where you'll get to the Northwestern Medicine website, and you can just type in sports medicine, or you can even type in your injury, and then through our web search, you'll find a lot of our sports medicine physicians who are close to you and who are able to treat your issue. We also have walk-in clinics, so you just find the NM logo driving down, you know, 31 or 47, and we'll be able to find you that way, too.
Perfect. Dr. Hicks, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Robin. Always a pleasure.